visited Fort Stewart in my home state of Georgia and had the gall to invoke the memory of President Kennedy, yet he ignored the sick soldiers there who languish in substandard conditions while waiting months for a doctor's appointment. And if that's not enough, while denying our soldiers their pre-deployment health screenings, now our soldiers find out that they can't give blood for the next year because they might have a parasite that gives them skin lesions. But if you think that's bad, think about our veterans. We still have sick and homeless Vietnam and Gulf War veterans. 160,000 veterans from the Gulf War, and 25% of all of our homeless are veterans. But instead of treating them and finding shelter for them, the administration underfunded the Veterans Administration budget and went to court to renege on a generation-old promise of lifetime health care for our veterans. That's the thanks of a grateful nation. You also might have heard whispers about the return of a draft. To be sure, this scheme for world domination will require more human cannon fodder, and reinstating the draft is the only way to get to the numbers to fulfill their dream. But let me tell you something, I will fight like the Dickens to keep our sons and daughters from being grabbed by these power-hungry megalomaniacs.